1029 The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian podcast is brought to you by Marcus Theaters. Safety and well-being of guests and associates are top priority. Temporarily closing was the right thing to do, and when timing is right, the movie experience will return. Updates at MarcusTheaters.com.
Time for round two of your smashed in the face stories.
All right, I got eight in the chute this morning, so
fire away. A lot.
First one, this is just a good form letter. It's got when it was, how it happened, a good description of the accident, and the aftermath and the injury in there. So here we go. I was about 10 years old when I decided to go down the large hill on my street on my skateboard. I didn't stand on the skateboard, however. I rode it down on my knees. At the bottom of the hill, at top speed.
Yep.
That's where it happened. That's where you hit top speed.
Right.
The bottom of the hill.
My skateboard met a raised section of sidewalk. So it's just like a little seam in there, and one side is higher than the other. Stopping the skateboard immediately, my face and body continued on, however, at a tremendous rate of speed in a tomahawk chop motion, smashing the concrete. So did he, like, skip across the... In a bit of a shock and standing up, I realized I was bleeding profusely as it was dripping and pooling on the sidewalk, the blood, that is. I walked up to the house I was in front of and rang the bell asking for help. The man went in and grabbed a towel and handed it to me to control the bleeding. I asked if he could give me a ride home, and he agreed. Wow.
No kidding.
This is a different time. Once setting me in his car, he kindly asked that I don't bleed all over his car. He dropped me off at my home, where my mother was alarmed at a strange man dropping off her son in the state I was in. The result of the crash, besides cuts and scrapes, was that I had broken all the bones in my upper gums.
Which
for years were free-floating in my face. I would occasionally get a hard spot on my top lip or cheek, which I would bite and release a small piece of bone that I could then spit out.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, this is really smashed in the face.
Wow.
It has all the perfect elements, you know,
the
aftermath,
the
grisly, horrible stuff that happens afterwards. This in turn caused me to get bone grafts and an implant to replace the tooth. To this day, nothing brings on the PTSD like seeing a raised section of sidewalk.
He's all right. Hopping over those.
Should all be that complete. One, I was about 10 and my neighbor's dad was hitting us ground balls with a fungo bat. One took a bad hop right into my mouth. Lots of blood, chipped off half of my front bottom tooth. Ugh. Two, was walking home from school in second grade. Someone behind me calls my name, so I turn around to look. Meanwhile, the kid who called my name is winding up and throws a rock and whips it right at me. Why do children do this? As I turn my head, the rock smacks me right in the mouth, bleeding all over the place. No lost teeth, but top front tooth was killed and turned gray, giving me the nickname Gray Tooth.
Jeez. Thanks, you little jerk.
A couple of Tonka truck stories.
Ooh, those are big, heavy.
You're being awfully quiet. And you're just sitting there.
Just licking my teeth.
You look a little afraid.
Yeah. It's a painful one.
Anytime you kind of clenched.
Dealing with the teeth.
Yeah, you're a little nervous.
It's chewing on my thumbnail.
Yeah, you're this isn't nearly
Tonka trucks are, you know, big.
And heavy.
Hard metal things with.
Yes. Yeah. They were.
Sharp edges.
Edges and corners.
Yeah. Yeah. They were great.
They're blunt. They're sharp. They're edgy.
Yeah.
They're heavy.
Rip your shin open.
One in the face would hurt. And we have two stories. All right. As a wee lad, I had often played outside with my neighbor who was 1 year older than me. Being the 80s and living out in the country, our parents basically left us to roam the countryside uninhibited. One day we discovered by making use of a spare 2x12 piece of lumber that was laying around and a large rock, we could fashion a makeshift catapult.
Yeah, okay.
So, you know,
a little...
Like a big
It's a great kid idea.
It's the simplest of machines.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Great fun was had launching random detritus that was laying around until I had the brilliant idea to launch one of my old metal Tonka trucks.
Sure, let's get something big on there and jump on it.
Once again, kids are a-holes. They're not precious, young, innocent, wonderful. As I was placing the truck on the board...
I see it coming.
Yeah, of course you can.
Yeah. Looking right down at the truck, placing it on the board.
My neighbor, in what I believe was an act of maliciousness, jumped onto the other end of the board, propelling the truck directly into my face, knocking me flat on my back, and filling my vision with stars. I don't know how long I laid there, dazed and bleeding, but at some point, my mother found me abandoned in the backyard with a blood-covered face.
So the other kid split.
Yeah.
He just ran off.
Right, he's perfect.
Okay.
Pretty sure that was the first of my three concussions I've sustained in my life.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Just
Tonka truck.
Tonka truck in the face.
It's like coming out of a
cannon
3 feet
at that away,
point.
Too.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. What gets into people? Little people. I grew up in Las Vegas in a 9-bedroom house with 8 kids and 4 adults.
Wow.
It wasn't a real fancy house, but it was on a 2-acre lot with a basketball court and mini Olympic-sized pool. We were terrible kids that ran amok in that 2-acre desert lot. Anyway, we had an old metal, a tall old metal slide, the ones that burned you on the way down.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, your park slide.
We used to attach a hose to it and use it as a water slide. We also took that opportunity to launch out old steel Tonka trucks off the thing.
Ooh, that'd have been
from
good.
The bottom.
Every kid did that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
My brother thought it would be a real knee slapper to tell me to go behind the slide so he could launch the trucks over my head. It was a success. I was so happy I climbed up to take a nice, refreshing slide. Apparently, there was one more truck. The biggest truck, in fact.
Yeah. The dump truck.
As soon as my happy face peeked over the side of the slide, a truck slammed into my face. I fell backwards off the slide and... What do you know? The truck followed me down for one last blow as I landed.
Oh, no.
Twice.
Whoa.
Yeah. Well.
I got 4 stitches and lost 2 teeth. Still have the scar. Great memory.
Yep.
Wow.
Everything's a weapon.
Yeah. We still also haven't had any braces. In our stories, so let me remedy that.
That's really going to freak Bob out.
All these teeth stories today. But there are teeth in the face, so
it's part of the face.
Yeah. No, he's just got a black eye today.
Well, yesterday was kind of a broken nose day, wasn't it? I think it was.
We had a lot of,
anyway,
we nose moments.
Actually move around the face. While in eighth grader, we had a gymnastics unit in gym. Part of it was for the rings. The guys had to do the rings. We were expected to do a double leg cutoff dismount.
Right.
Olympians have trouble with that move, I bet.
Come on.
But
you're going to go between the legs. It's like you hike the rings in between your
This is the same class where you play dodgeball?
Athletes practice for years for this move, and you're going to do it in a 3-week course in gymnastics.
I was practicing... one day with 2 spotters. Unfortunately for me, the spotters that day were one of the slugs and one of the most popular kids. The popular kid was distracted, holding court, and the slug just stood there, as slugs do, as I rotated too slowly and fell face first to the floor.
Yeah, was there a mat on the floor at least?
I don't know, I suppose. Unfortunately, the slug did not react, and the other spotter had his back to me. I went down face first right onto my mouth full of braces.
Oh.
My mouth was all shredded up on the inside, the braces, wires mangled, and 2 or 3 of the mounts broken off their respective teeth.
Mm.
Blood was flowing from my mouth and nose. On the bright side, I was out of school the rest of the day. for the emergency dentist appointment. I never did get an apology from the popular kid. The slug kid did say, I saw it all happen. Sorry.
Remember when you landed on your mouth in gym class when you were doing the rings?
The needless cruelty of the American high school.
I do remember that.
Well, we had the pre-high school Tonka truck launching into the face, so it doesn't it's really uncomfortable.
It's okay. It's fine.
In 1983, I attended a small Catholic grade school in Elkhorn, Wisconsin. One day, we were playing baseball at recess. I developed some skill at pitching and was designated full-time pitcher. One of the better hitters came up to bat. I reared back and let go a great pitch. He swung with all his might, but my pitch fooled him enough so he got under it and sent the ball what seemed a mile in the air. I looked up and watched as I pounded my fist into my mitt repeatedly, waiting for an easy out. As the ball neared, I put my glove up and somehow, for a reason I still don't understand, the ball narrowly missed my glove and hit me square in the mouth. A mouth full of braces.
Yeah.
I immediately was spitting blood and my lips were turned into hamburger. I could feel every beat of my heart hit my lips.
Ouch!
Two years later, I ran into one of my female classmates who I had a crush on. She immediately said, every time I see you, I remember when you got smashed in the face with the baseball.
Yeah. Well, at least she remembers them.
Chicks. Wow.
This isn't going to go how you think. Because these stories
I
have
think
to
he's
be your
smashed
own.
In the face.
Well, but years ago, while pub crawling in Walker's Point, while walking to the next bar, my friend had a beer in one hand and his other hand in his pocket when he tripped over some uneven sidewalk.
I'm sure I know these people.
He got his hand out of his pocket just in time to catch himself and never spilled a drop of beer.
Wisconsin.
It was so funny, I turned and bent over to laugh at him. When I did, I smashed my face into a no parking many times. Thankfully. The next bar was just a few feet away. I ordered a beer and put it on the goose egg that was forming on the middle of my forehead.
It's actually a nice story. Only a goose egg on the forehead.
Well, because, you know, there has to be ebb and flow. So here's the flow. Is this the last one?
I hope.
Okay, here we go. When I was a kid, I was an idiot. I'm hoping I've acquired wisdom with age, but it definitely took some time. When I was 7, my dad was installing new carpet into our home. When he was done, there was a 12-foot-long, heavy-duty cardboard tube left over.
You know it.
Obviously, kids can find millions of uses for such a thing. I tried picking up the tube, but it was too heavy. However, I was able to lift one end. I held it up to my face to look through. I did the normal kid things, like talking into it, but it was really cool as a telescope. Again, I couldn't lift it, but decided to run around the driveway while looking through it. I don't know how you do that if you can't lift it.
I don't
just
get
like
it.
Slide it across the ground.
You're looking. I don't know.
That's what I think must have happened.
Okay.
That was until I was running full speed and the massive crack in the concrete appeared. Bam! Sudden stop. I am sure I had a stunned look on my face. I looked down to see my white T-shirt is now red. Blood exploded everywhere like I was in a Quentin Tarantino film. I dropped the tube, noticed Dad wasn't watching as he was putting away tools in the garage, and I ran to the bathroom. I closed the bathroom door and looked in the mirror to find both of my two front teeth are now pointing to the back of my throat. But still in there pretty good.
Can I straighten these up on my own? Don't want to tell my parents about this.
Forget the blood still gushing. I had to find a way to make sure I didn't get the old man's belt if I lost my teeth.
Yikes.
I'd be mad. Plus, I could get 50 cents out of the deal if the teeth are gone. Win-win. I went ahead and performed a double extraction
Oh my
what?
God.
With whatever tools I could find in the house without crossing dad's
this
path.
This is out of a horror film. You're looking
How old
for,
is this kid?
I didn't say it wouldn't be horrible.
Looking for tools to pull your own teeth.
And
wow.
No Novocaine. In the end, I lived the next year with without my two front teeth, and I learned I didn't outsmart dad. He eventually followed the blood trail from the garage over his new carpet to find me finishing up yanking my teeth in the bathroom. Luckily, I didn't get the belt, but I learned some new words that day.
Can you imagine walking into a bathroom and seeing your child pulling their own teeth with your pliers?
What, needle nose or
a Dykes? Holy.
My palms are sweaty.
Yeah.
Yeah, that last one.
I can't stop licking my front teeth.